Turn to Him. He wants you to come to Him. It's not enough just to call Him Savior. He wants all of us. He gave His all for us upon Calvary. And we, in turn, need to give our all back to Him. It's something called commitment. Think about it. Tonight I want to close with a song, which is about the same way I opened. You may have noticed I started with praise, and we always want to praise God, no matter what the hurt, no matter what the pain. You know, I've been digging very deeply into the book of Job in the last year of my life because I'm beginning to think I understand a little bit about what he felt like and some of the struggles that he went through. I know I can't understand them all, but I was hurting so bad at one time in my life, I said, I've got to find out what this man did. And I found out that when Job was faced with the utmost disasters of his life and losing everything he owned, including his 10 children, and went from being the richest man that part of the world knew to being the poorest man that part of the world knew, and having his entire family wiped out, Job, he tore his clothing. He sat in sackcloth and ashes, and I expected the Bible there to say in the first chapter of Job that he grieved, or he asked God why, or he wept. But it says that he worshiped God. And he said, from dust I am come. To dust I will return. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job didn't say that with a smile on his face, I'm sure. I'm sure he said it through tears, grief, anguish, gritted teeth, a broken heart. But he knew the value of praise. He knew the value of worship. And I believe it's for that reason that God blessed this man and gave back to him twice what he had before. When I read that, I told the Lord that I wanted to be like Job. I don't care what comes my way. I don't care how bad it can hurt. I want to have the depth of spirit to be able to say, blessed be the name of the Lord.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested schemes, and you feel that urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Praise the Lord. Powerless behind you when you praise Him.
Now Satan, he's a liar, and he wants to make us think that we're paupers when he knows himself. Children of the King.
So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle it must be won. You know that Jesus Christ has risen, so the work's already done. Just praise the Lord. He can work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord. Powerless behind you when you pray.
Oh.